We are live from the Temple University WRTI 90.1 Performance Studio. We have a Colombian-born transplant to, is it Lykens, Pennsylvania?
It was Lykens, Pennsylvania, yes.
Her name is Laura Liz Cano. She's got a wonderful band today. We're going to hear music from, now are we calling it an EP or is it actually a CD or how do we reference it?
We're calling it an EP.
Outstanding. And you have a performance coming up at Ortlieb's Jazz House?
Yes.
It's actually Ortlieb's Lounge now.
Yes, it is. Ortlieb's Lounge. September 14th, 7 p.m. at Ortlieb's. We're doing the EP release show for this EP called Chance on Me.
And what's the first tune we're going to hear today?
The first tune you're going to hear today is called Bad Dream.
All right. So let's, without any further ado, do that. We'll come back and meet the band in a little bit and hear a little bit about a little bit more about what you do and why you do and how you do and so on. Once again, live from the performance studio here at WRTI 90.1, it is Miss Laura Liz Cano.
He was trouble, this I knew, from the way that he liked to move. All the games that he played were innocent charades until someone had to pay. He was hungry for some kind of love, and if he wasn't satisfied, he'd ask for more. Well, he felt like a king. What a dangerous thing to believe. Can't you see that for me it was all just a bad dream? Suddenly I realized that I'd been had. I had to run, I had to hide. How easy it is to say goodbye to you, to you. Oh, 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 felt like a king. What a dangerous thing to believe. We'll be right back. like a king. What a dangerous thing. Felt like a king. What a dangerous thing. He felt like a king. He felt like a king. Well, he felt like a king. What a dangerous thing to be.
That is very nice work. You know, it was amazing hearing the sound check, and now, you know, hearing this going live is really that's beautiful. What's the story behind that piece?
Just someone from my past.
Oh, okay. All right. I wasn't sure. I thought maybe it was a friend who told you their story. But no, that's a wonderful piece. I'm glad that you shared that with us today. Why don't you take a second and introduce the band?
Sure. We have Silas Irvine on the piano. Andrew Carson on the trumpet. Sam Bischoff on the saxophone, Austin Wagner on the drums, and Sam Harris on the bass, and we also have Greg Kettinger on guitar.
You know, folks may see that guitar sitting back there wondering, is that just for show? But Greg's going to be joining you a little later on. You are a Temple University graduate.
I am.
And back on campus, you were telling me a little earlier that kind of felt good.
Yeah, I mean, I loved school. I actually, every time I come back, I really miss it.
Okay, all right. Yeah. No, that's cool. As I mentioned earlier, you hail from Columbia originally. Do you get a chance to go back there often?
Yeah, I go back pretty often, almost every 6 months.
Okay, wow, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, that's wonderful. You know, obviously there's a lot of family still, you know, in Columbia. Going back now as a college graduate and the whole bit, what is that experience like for you now going back?
Well, you know, it's every time you go back, it's like you want things to stay the same. But, you know, everything changes, so every time is a little bit bittersweet. But okay. It's also great to see everybody. And
as we mentioned, you have a brand new project that's available to the purchase in public. Yeah. You know, we're hearing music from that, you know, today. What would you say? I mean, you know, getting your own music out to the world, that's kind of like giving birth to, you know, in many respects. Yeah. But I mean, what would you say about the process and this project? What do you want folks to know about it?
I don't know. I guess maybe all the songs are really personal. Like, a lot of them are just things that happened to me in my life or things like that. So for me, this project was it's a little bit like telling my story of where I came from and how I got here.
Okay. You know, as we mentioned, you spent a good portion of your life, I should say, in Lykens, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You know, which is not necessarily the biggest town in the world.
No.
But transitioning from Columbia to upstate Pennsylvania had to be a dramatic change for you culturally.
Yeah, it was really hard. I mean, there aren't many immigrants or really any minorities in that area, so it was a lot of just me trying to fit in with everybody else up there.
Yeah, I kind of recall reading somewhere that when you first, you know, moved into the area, the pronunciation of your name, you kind of gave them Laura instead of the hometown pronunciation.
Yeah, I mean, I think even from before I had moved, my parents and everybody encouraged me to tell everybody that my name is Laura, even though my name is Laura, really. And it's just what it became.
If folks want to keep up with what's going down with Laura Liscano, what is the best way to do that?
I'm on lauraliscanomusic.com. I'm on Facebook and Instagram, also all under Laura Liscano Music. And yeah. You can catch me on any of those.
All right, so we're going to hear another tune.
Yeah.
What is this next tune that we're going to hear?
This one is called Stay With Me. We're going to bring Greg up to the band stand.
Outstanding. So once again, her name is Laura Liz Cano, and she's joining us here at WRTI 90.1 in the performance studio. Again, my name is J. Michael Harrison, and I host The Bridge on Friday nights. And it's great to have you here.
Thank you.
All right, whenever you're ready.
So many talents.
Greg Kettinger, everybody.
Yeah, right?
1, 2.
Once again, truly amazing.
Thank you.
And just stepping back to your temple days for a session, you know, a second. You have, you know, not only members in your band, also, you know, temple students, graduates, but also faculty, you know, in your band. So, you know, obviously, you know, as you said, those days were really special. Just, you know, recollections and reflections, the jazz program, the, you know, the music program here at Boyer. I mean, if you can talk about, you know, what that has meant to you as an artist, your growth and development.
Yeah, I guess maybe college for me was like my one, like my ticket out of Central PA. And also, yeah, I don't know. I just wanted it so badly to learn how to be a singer and to write my own stuff. And I think college for that reason for me was really important because I got to do all those things finally.
Where did the urge come from to sing?
Honestly, I don't know. They're like, I guess my parents tell me that I would be like 2 years old, like, and would be like wanting to sing.
Okay.
So that's, I guess it's like an infatuation that I always had with singers, maybe. And I.
So you're still in Columbia at that point.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I that's. That's just in my brain. That's just what I wanted to be always.
So, you know, at what point did you decide to really pursue it as a career?
In high school, for sure. I used to play in like a rock band.
Okay. Is there any of that material available?
You may look in the depths of the internet for Strawberry Underground.
Okay.
It was an indie rock band. And yeah, we wrote some stuff and like played electric guitars, drums, you know, that kind of vibe.
There you go. Outstanding. As I said, it's great to have you here today with a bunch of wonderful musicians. I think we have one more tune coming up. Is that the title track?
Yes, this is called Chance on Me. It's the title track of the EP.
And I mean, it's a great piece. You know, I heard you guys performing it, rehearsing it earlier, and it really jumped out at me. But I'm sure there's a story behind this piece as well.
Yeah, I mean, the song I wrote after I left college, and it's just like nobody really tells you about like the abyss that you're about to step into once you graduate. And it was about like, I guess I wasn't prepared for like the actual struggle of being a day-to-day musician. And it's just about me being like, okay, well, I have so much that I can show you and give you to you. And like, why someone please just
take a chance
yeah,
on me.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So let's hear that and continue to move on. Once again, you're live at the Performance Studio here at WRTI 90.1. My name is J. Michael Harrison, host of The Bridge. We are very fortunate to have Laura Liz Connell today, and we're going to take a chance on her in just a second. All right. Enjoy.
Camera power down.
Yep.
I broke it. Or Greg broke it.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so that night that you saw me,
right, that's my birthday.
That was my birthday. I was really drunk.
Well, fine. You should just take five and sort it out and make a decision.
We can go now? Okay.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Someone, someone, just please, would it?
I love that piece. All right. You know, that piece just, it's like you're in your convertible driving along. It's like soundtrack, you know. Take a chance on me, you know. I love that. That's really nice. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having
us. It's great having you here today. You guys did a great job. Again, it's Ortlieb's Lounge.
Yes, September 14th, 7 p.m.
And we're suggesting that folks come out and take a chance on you, right?
Yeah.
You will have EPs available for purchase.
I will have EPs available for purchase.
And again, if folks want to keep up with what's going down with all things Laura?
LauraLascanoMusic.com, Facebook.com/ Laura Lascano Music, and Instagram @ Laura Lascano Music.
And you know what? I think we should spell Lascano for them.
Yes, it is LIZ like a zebra, C like a cat, ANO.
Thank you so much once again. This is Facebook Live from WRTI 90.1's Performance Studio. Great job.
Thank you.